Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Will the Sabres team defense be better than that of the New York Yankees? That is a question many are asking on this season opening day for Buffalo as the Sabres kick it off at home against the New York Rangers.
You are starting with a bang, and I love
it. Take that, Shayna Goldman. Can't wait till she gets on the show.
I am going to send Shayna a Blue Jays hat. It will be in the mail. Hopefully she gets it before maybe not our next appearance, because that will be tomorrow.
Got a lot of hearts in the text back from my mom today, because she's a big Jays fan, so life is good for her. And obviously Sabre fans are hoping for something similar tonight against a New York
team. Well, you know what? Here's the thing with the Jays and what I'm looking at the Sabres. Yeah, the offense for the Jays was there, but they played some solid defense too, and that's maybe more...
And it's by committee last night with so many pitchers used, and you're right. Like, that's the
thing.
And
how about this?
This is opening night, and it requires everyone to make
the Blue Jays roster players that played with the Bisons, even just this year. So I'm looking at the amount of players you have to rely upon. Like, I was just chatting with Kenny Albert and Dave Maloney. They do the Rangers TV, and they're like, what are the lines? And I'm going through the lines. They're like, that's a really good balance top nine. And I'm like, yeah, I really like it, but they need everybody. What about the defense? That's a really good group on the defense. Yeah, but they need everybody, and now they don't have Kesselring. And I am actually, I know, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is, you know, not healthy to start the season. I'm very confident with Alex Lyon going in with his experience, his maturity, to say, hey, I'm going in at the start of the season, and I'm just going to stabilize everything. Kind of like what James Reimer did at the end of the year last year. Mm-hmm. Go in and Different circumstances, yes. But I'm saying a veteran goalie, a guy that has that experience, maybe some adversity over the years, to be able to just settle it down. So I'm very encouraged. Obviously, I'm always a glass half full type of guy. I'm positive. It's beautiful. Blue and gold carpet.
It
is
Thursday, but you are mistaken, yes.
Blue and gold carpet is going to be fun. So building's going to be full. I'm looking forward to get the season started.
We're expecting Alex Lyon in goal tonight. No confirmation from the head coach. Mm-hmm. We're also expecting Owen Power, but no confirmation yet. But that was merely based on how they skated yesterday before today's optional skate. The Rangers are 0-1, having lost their opener to Pittsburgh. And there is a lot to be excited about coming down here today, tuning into the game tonight, tuning into Sabres Live right now, because with our broadcast this evening and our broadcast right now, and KeyBank re-upping with the Sabres recently for 10 more years here at KeyBank Center, we're giving away 10 Rasmus Dahlin jerseys throughout the day, including one right now and 9 on the broadcast tonight, and we're going to have a winner announced at the end of the show. So if you're watching on MSG, just scan the QR code on the screen, Sabres.com/Dahlin to get in on this as well. pretty nice way to start your day. Undoubtedly, when we start walking the blue and gold carpet at 3:45 this afternoon in Ticketmaster Alumni Plaza, there will be endless Dahlin jerseys. Undoubtedly, it is a big year for Rasmus because he is the captain of this team. The leading scorer on this team is Tage Thompson, and one would logically expect everything to funnel from him through the rest of the group offensively. So Thompson's going to begin this year, as we kind of expected over the course of the summer, you know, from a line standpoint. He'll have Josh Norris and obviously Zach Benson as well. But the key for Thompson and everybody else is recognizing, like all 32 teams have to do, it is a clean slate. Here's Tage on this season.
I mean, why wouldn't you? That's really the only reason I have. There's no reason for us not to feel optimistic. You know, I think, like I said, it's every team starts with 0 points. There's no advantages, you know, spread out across the league. So I think we have an opportunity to do something pretty special here, and I think that's what gets everybody excited.
None of the Eastern Conference games so far have been three-pointers, but two dandies last night in the West were three-pointers as Calgary beat Edmonton in a shootout and L.A. rallied to beat Vegas in a shootout. More on those coming up. Marty, road teams are 5-2 through the first seven games. Has there been stage fright at home for some?
Yeah, maybe just, you know, the way it goes and it balances itself out. But again, you mentioned of some of the games have taken time to get going, right? Like Boston yesterday, it felt like Boston really, you know, Swayman was good, but it took time to get going in that game. The Rangers in Pittsburgh on Tuesday, it took time to get going.
And so how do they not take time tonight? How does Buffalo
Well, that's
attack
the
this?
Thing. Like, for me, is like, if you're the Sabres and you've been watching hockey now for a couple of days, some guys love to watch everything. You realize that there is definitely a chance to get off to a strong start and, and put a team away. Look, Edmonton tried to do that yesterday, and then they got a couple of bounces go against them and a terrible goal given up by Stuart Skinner and allowed Calgary to come back in the game. But the strong starts, LA's strong start last night against Vegas, strong start, I feel, is going to be the most important thing. And the Rangers are a team on Tuesday night that it almost looked like they were thinking a lot. They didn't really respond quickly to what was happening on the ice. So that's what the Sabres have to counter, is if you're playing even simple but just a little quicker, you don't have a play, get it deep, go get it, like pressure, get to the Rangers that way. I think you can take advantage of the Rangers right away at the start of the game.
Sabres do have points in 8 of the last 10 home games against the New York Rangers. Of course, this being a brand new year, a lot of new faces on this roster, and it is the first season opener as a Sabre for Josh Norris. We saw him 3 times last year with Buffalo before his season came to an end prematurely. He's healthy, had an excellent preseason playing with Thompson, Tage on his centerman.
I think anytime you have someone who's, you know, really good shooter, sometimes I know for me, it's a tendency you want to, you know, play to your strength and shoot anytime you can. And but it doesn't mean you don't have the ability to make plays. And I think he's one of them. You know, I think he sees the ice really well. And I think the fact that he's got such great speed, it kind of demands a lot of presence from the other team, which opens up other things on the ice. So excited to continue to play with him and see what we can do.
Tage Thompson, 40 goals or more or less.
Over 40, or it's over. It's over. I think Tage Thompson, last year at 44 with only 7 power play goals, I think that goes to over 10 power play goals at the very minimum. You cannot go a whole season with only 7 power play goals. He's got too good of a shot. They have to find a way to open that ice up for him. I'm going to say it's over 40, and I think it's 50. I think we are going to have a special season.
7th time in Sabres history.
We're going to have a special season out of Tage Thompson, and Josh Norris is going to be a big part of that.
Okay, well, Norris, let's look at him as a 25-goal, 55-point guy. Over, under?
Under on the goals, over on the points. I think that...
What? That's completely... Norris is.
Yeah, but I think that's going to change.
Okay.
I really feel like Norris is, look, we saw him in preseason. He had a couple goals in the game. He can still score. But I will say Norris is going to be probably 22 goals and 50 assists. Like, he'll be 72 points. He'll be 70 points. I really think this is going to be that line. I was not high on that line, Duffer. You know me in the summertime. I'm like, they need a left winger to play with Norris and Thompson. And then in preseason and in training camp, I really liked the Benson Norris Thompson line. I felt like they got something. I think Norris goes over 55 points for sure. I think Thompson goes over 40 goals for sure, gets close to 50, and maybe 50 more. And Benson, I think, will be.
Don't even go there.
We're going to hold
Benson for a second and see what Tage thinks of the line chemistry.
Ooh,
between okay. number or with number six and number nine.
Yeah, I mean, we played a few games last year together and had some pretty good success. I know it was a short sample, but, you know, I think it's just kind of one of those things where you got natural chemistry. I mean, sometimes it's hard to explain. I feel like, obviously, he's got a tremendous amount of speed and the ability to hold on to pucks and make plays. And, obviously, when he's in the right spot and gets the puck on his stick, he can score. So, you know, obviously, Benny, I've played with him quite a bit, and me and him already click and know each other's tendencies where we're going to be on the ice. So, you know, I think that's great too. What preseason's for is getting used to playing with these guys and, you know, talking on the bench and finding out what certain guys like, where they like to be on the ice. And, you know, the confidence is a big thing too. When you start playing and getting some points together and making some plays, things just kind of start to flow a little bit more natural.
Okay, it's understandable to be excited and want to jump the gun over and over on opening day because we're all wound up. And we're going to have a musical tie-in to get us hyped for tonight's opener a little later in the show here on Sabres Live. But for Benson specifically, with Norris, with Thompson, over under, 15 goals, 40 points.
I think the 15 goals is probably right on the money. But I think it has to be more than 40 points, and I see that. So I'm going over the 40 points with Zach Benson. Here's why I believe now, and I'm convinced now, that this will work. We had Josh Doan on the show a couple days ago, mm-hmm. and we asked him, you know, about some of the teammates and some of the guys that know the game, and he was saying how Zach Benson knows everything about the games. He watches junior hockey. He knows everything. You'll ask him, what stick does this guy use? What tape? And I think Tage Thompson is a little bit like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the hockey chemistry of talking about the game. Hey, did you see last night that play? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it. Like, they can have that conversation. I think it's going to be a lot better than I anticipated because of that. I think of Zach Benson as a young kid that is kind of, you know, clueless a little bit, that comes in and just plays. He's
no,
way
not
more
clueless.
Than that.
The word is naive.
Naive.
I think.
Well, there's a great movie called Clueless.
Yes,
and,
there
you know,
is.
So
yes.
Naive. There's no great movies called Naive. So.
Do you know that? I mean, I get it. You're a movie guy. You would probably know this, but.
If there is a movie out there called Naive, it's not a good one because I've never watched it. But I'm just saying, Benson seems like this little naive guy that just does his thing or whatever. No, there's a lot more to that, and I feel like that hockey chemistry, mm-hmm. Benson, Norris, Thompson, talking about plays, talking about situations, mm-hmm. I think it's going to work. So,
well.
And I know Benson has some really good hands in and around the net. His first NHL goal, which our buddy Sam was, you know, shooting it, and the referee got in the way. So producer Sam got in, didn't get the right shot, but it was awesome. I don't think he's going to go more than 15 goals, but he'll get more than 40 points.
You remember how funny that was?
Oh, my gosh.
And then we talked about the Georgia Dome and the bus.
The bus. The Atlanta MARTA bus.
Blocking the implosion of that stadium.
It was perfect because
producer
Sam was in the corner with the camera in Washington. Benson puts it between his leg. He does the Tomas Hertl.
And was it the referee that blocked
him? The referee was sliding from his left to his right. And just as the puck is going in, he points at the goal. But
amazing.
All you see is a zebra instead of Benson. Yes.
Amazing.
If you're watching MSG, it is one of the best.
Well,
and best visual.
All of this talk from Tage and from our, you know, over-under standpoint and projections and expectations leads us to our Sabres Live poll today of these players. And remember, hit us up at Sabres Live on X. Of these players, who will have the most points this season? Zucker, Quinn, Benson, Jiří Kulík.
Duffer, this is a tough question.
That's what I'm known for.
This is a really tough question because my heart wants to say Jack Quinn. Because I told you, I think Jack Quinn's scoring 30 goals this year.
Oh, we have a live update. It's my guy who's leading.
Jiří Kulík?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say Jack Quinn because I think Quinn can go to 30 goals and you throw in 30 assists, mm-hmm. that's 60 points. Like, that's a lot, right? That's really good. I mean, last year, Alex Tuch had 67 points. Like,
yeah. By the way, my 30-30 guy, based on our earlier talk, it's Norris. That's
Norris, okay.
That's to me what I absolutely envision is 30-30 from
him. Okay, well, I'm sure that is something that he would welcome, right? 30-30. So I'm going to go with Jack Quinn with the points. Although Zucker had a really good year last year with 53. Mm-hmm. Jiří had 24 points, but wasn't like a regular for a while. And Benson's playing top line. I mean, Benson's not going to get 28 points next year, this year. He's playing top line. Mm-hmm. I think that could double, could go to 50 plus. So I'm still going to go with Jack Quinn. My boy. He's my boy blue.
Well, and last year with Jiří playing so much with Tage, I mean, that was something, honestly, through the entirety of it, because you've got a rookie playing with the team's best goal scorer, which draws heavier matchups, and you're obviously hoping, based on Yuri's AHL pedigree, that he can come up and produce, and to a certain extent, he absolutely did. But then, when you get healthier up front and make acquisitions, and Josh Norris...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Changes the dynamic. Now Tage is not with Jiří Kulík, but Kulík finds himself with a couple of veterans and Thompson on Jiří.
I think when he's at the top of his game, he's shooting the puck and he's not thinking. He's just playing. And I think confidence is a big thing. Everyone knows he's got an unbelievable shot and really good skill. So I think for us, we just need him feeling himself. And I think those are two great guys on his line that are going to help get him going. He's had a great preseason. So he's just got to hit the ground running here. And I think he's going to be a huge piece for our team this year. I think he's got an extremely high ceiling that maybe a lot of people don't believe how high it can be. I think there's obviously the projections and what people see. I think he can score 30 to 40 easily. He's got that good of a shot, and it's just his smarts for scoring goals is there. So I'm excited to see him play this year, and I have no doubt he's going to be a big piece for us.
Those are big round numbers.
30-40?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, does Jiří Kulík have the shot to score 30-40? 100%.
And who was with us yesterday? Alex Tuck. And wasn't that nice insight?
Yeah.
He was talking about how to take moments within a game and guide a now heading into second-year player. Like, I know it was only preseason, but the whole beauty of it is knowing when to take the moment and help reaffirm someone's abilities to
confidence
them, you
and
know?
Abilities 100%. So, like, shoot the puck more. Like, come on, let's go, you can shoot.
And Tuck was excited that he scored from different places.
100%. So, and you know what's even better this year is that Jiří Kulík is going to get a new stick every game.
Oh my gosh.
And so the reason I'm saying that is because Jason Zucker, when he played in Minnesota, was on a line with Danny Heatley one time, and on a two-on-one, Zucker went to shoot after a pass from Heatley, and his stick blew up and it broke. Mm-hmm. And Heatley on the bench looked over, he goes, how long have you had that stick? And Zucker goes, oh, I've been playing 4 or 5 games with him. And he says, from now on, when you're on my line, you get a new stick every game. I don't want that stick to break in that situation. So he was telling the story in the stick room, and Kulík was there. And Kulík was trying to get a new stick, and Zucker goes, you don't get a new stick, you're not on my line. But now that they're playing together, Kulik's going to get a new stick every game, so that works.
How many goals for that line, if it sticks? Zucker, Kulík, Tuck.
Okay, so I am going to say...
it's got to be minimum 70, right?
I was going to say 85.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that Tuck is 30, mm-hmm. and Zucker could be 20 to 25, and Kulík could be 25-30. So I'm looking at 85. Yeah, I'm looking at 80. Let's just say over-under 80. I'm taking the over.
Here's something I was... do you ever get stuck on numbers? Like,
oh.
Like it pops in your head, and then all of a sudden, like, it comes up again and inexplicably weaves a story, whether the story is real or... just some tale in your mind. Anyway, tonight is the 55th season opener for the Sabres.
Okay.
Do you know the last player to score a series-winning goal for Buffalo?
A series, like a playoff series-winning goal
for Buffalo. Number 55, Jochen Hecht, against tonight's opponent, the New York Rangers.
Oh, okay. So that was in game
six. 2007.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So it, the
this
numbers
is my
are there.
Obligation to
that's
Sabres
why you guys
community.
Won the trivia the other night because you know these things.
I try never to miss an opportunity to mention Jochen Hecht. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, Yo-Yo is good.
Would you like spontaneous Sabres trivia?
Yes, please. Let me really get
a
couple of answers.
Let me make sure you're not looking over my shoulder.
Okay.
Last night, Leon Draisaitl hit the 400-goal plateau in only his 791st game.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start doing the quick math, you go, he has to be one of the highest goals-per-game scorers in NHL history among guys who have scored 400.
400.
He, in fact, sits 13th on that list, sandwiched between two former Sabres. Who are they?
Okay, well, I'm going to say Gilbert Perreault.
Nope.
No.
Gilbert did not score. Gilbert played too many games despite scoring over 500 goals. So
is Rico there?
Huh?
Rico?
No.
No, he didn't get... oh, boy.
Rico didn't get to 400 goals.
He didn't get to
400.
That's what it was, yeah. Anderchuk?
Nope.
He didn't get there fast enough. He played a long
played
time.
Played like 2,700 games. I'm kidding.
Oh, McGillney?
Nope.
McGillney got to 400 plus, but not fast enough.
Correct.
He played a long time. Jeez.
I knew this was going to be a good one.
Sandwich and two Sabres.
Mm-hmm. Number 12 on the list at 0.54 goals per game in his career, Pat LaFontaine.
I was going to say Patty, but I'm like...
Leon Draisaitl is next at 0.51, and right behind him at 0.50, Rick Vive.
Oh, I should have known Rick Vive was on that list. Now, What did you do with the puck last night? Because Draisaitl scored his 400th goal
on the guy's Tomaszek's first point.
And that was a beautiful.
What a pass! Soon as you brought up Benson's first goal, I was like, "How would you like to have a first assist like that on a milestone goal for Draisaitl?"
He knew exactly what Draisaitl was going to be.
Goodness.
Draisaitl has a blade on his stick as big as this table that's in front of us. Mm-hmm. Wasn't going to miss it. So they were talking on the broadcast yesterday. Do you split the puck in half? I think Leon's going to get to 500. He doesn't need the 400 puck, Tomaszek was a fantastic player.
Yeah, and he's going to be a really intriguing player to watch because he's 29 and he's just getting a taste of the NHL after some very productive seasons in Sweden and then previously in Czech, and that's where, kind of right at the start of the show, you need everybody. And with the amount of turnover the Oilers have had in their forward ranks, and then the opportunity that gets presented to guys to play with either McDavid or Draisaitl or both, like Tomaszek did at the end of the game last night in an overtime power play, they opted to put him out there instead of Ryan Nugent-Hopkins to get the thing going.
RNH had a great game. What are you doing?
That brings it all together here for tonight. And we're not seeing the full Sabres lineup against the New York Rangers because you're still dealing with injuries, including Michael Kesselring on the blue line.
Yes.
But what do you think of those who are in the lineup tonight? Like, just when you go first blush, like, what's the word that is on your mind to describe this Sabres lineup tonight against the New York Rangers?
Stable.
Okay.
Like, I really feel that this is a strong, stable lineup. Would I feel better if Kesselring was in there so that I can see the defense being the top six that we want? 100%. But I do like the way this lineup is set. I do like that some of the guys that were hurt are back. So mm-hmm. that works to me. But the biggest thing, again, so last night reinforced what I have been saying all season long, is that when it comes to success mm-hmm. this year for the Buffalo Sabres will be, can you give up less goals? Can you get saves, right? What did we say yesterday on the show? Boston, Washington. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we both felt like Boston was the most likely as an underdog to win last night.
And they did.
They did.
And Jeremy Swayman was fantastic.
He was good.
They were good defensively.
Yeah, he was good. Like, I was actually surprised Washington ended up with as many shots as
yes.
he did because when I was watching it, I was like, I don't see, like, the most high quality here, but Swayman was consistently good.
He had a couple
good.
Of really
yes.
good moments yeah. where he was so under control. That mm-hmm. was great, right? Oilers were in control of the game, and I get they got a bad bounce, mm-hmm. but Stuart Skinner made one of the biggest blunders so far in this season where he has the puck and he overlooks Bouchard and then, it's in the back of the net and you're like, what are you doing? And that made it 3-3. Mm-hmm. And they lose in the shootout. Vegas to me, we've talked about Carter Hart and, they play LA on back-to-back mm-hmm. and not that Hill was terrible, but it wasn't. He didn't make the saves he needed to make, and
right.
now you allow LA with their backup goalie to come into Vegas and win. Mm-hmm. So,
do you know who's beaten Vegas the most in NHL history?
Probably the Kings.
19 times. Yep.
How about this little nugget? So Quentin Byfield scored on a breakaway, mm-hmm. and after the game on TNT, he's talking with the panel and Wayne, and they're like, "What about Wayne being able to see?" He goes, "Well, I shook his hand and he gave me some of his powers," and Wayne goes, "I was terrible on breakaways. He probably is too young to remember that I never scored on breakaways," which was awesome.
It was one of my favorite things about Wayne was when it probably ties in with exactly what he was saying about himself. Often on breakaways, he would wind up from the hash marks because
take
it was like he had to do everything possible. And it's so funny that the game's greatest goal scorer up until last season would think he wasn't great on breakaways.
That's why he didn't go in the shootout
allegedly,
in 98.
Which is so ridiculous. He's the
Come
greatest
on.
Goal
yes,
scorer
exactly.
in the game. Anyway, I love Wayne always has these anecdotes to guide young players in the game, and it's awesome. And obviously it's a mix of a little bit older veterans for the Sabres this year. They're still going to be one of the younger teams, but everybody's got that extra added experience, and there's newcomers into the mix like Lyon in goal, like Danforth and Timmins and Doan, who's on the younger side, and we'll get the official lineup tonight as Buffalo takes on the New York Rangers a little bit later in the day. But we want you to be here for as much of this day as possible. Of course, when you come in the building, 5 o'clock, KeyBank's providing every fan in attendance with the commemorative rally towel, which will be at your seat. The arena looks phenomenal right now.
Oh,
so thanks to all our co-workers for volunteering their time and getting the seats and towels in their place. Of course, even if you're not here tonight, you can take part from home across the state in the Sabres season opening 50-50 raffle presented by Norton Automotive. It is live right now. Purchase your tickets for a chance to win a guaranteed jackpot of $50,000. Plus, there will be great secondary prizes, including some autographed merchandise. Visit sabres.com/5050 today. We are hopeful we're going to see Owen Power in the group on the blue line tonight as Buffalo takes on the New York Rangers. We've heard a lot from Tage Thompson. Marty and I did have a significant season opening meal earlier this week. Might have been meals, since you like to add an S to everything. And our love for music goes to new heights coming up with local artist Stephen Babcock joining us right after the break here on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.